I have to say up front that I'm going to try really hard not to fangirl right now because I host Weekend Edition on KUNC. And
oh, man.
Listening to you and Lulu in the morning, just it gets me going. I was trying to think of questions to ask you, and then I'm like, what do I ask the puzzle editor for the New York Times other than what are you doing in Colorado?
Yeah. Well, I've just attended the National Puzzlers League convention. It's the world's oldest puzzlers association, founded in 1883. This was our 180th convention. We have a member living in Boulder who hosted us, and this was the largest NPL convention in our organization's history. We had 244 participants. It was 3.5 days of word puzzles and word games.
How long have you been a part of that?
I joined in 1972. I've been the historian for the league for about 30 years, almost 30 years now, and I've been the program director for the convention every year since 1976.
What is it like being the puzzle editor for the New York Times?
Well, it's a dream job for me. I've been there almost 26 years now. You probably know I have the world's only college degree in puzzles, which I earned at Indiana University in 1974, and a self-designed major. Indiana allows you to make up your own major, and I devised an entire curriculum in puzzles. So really, this has been a dream job. It's creative, playing with words every day. We brainstorm clues. We laugh a lot. I'm always learning stuff and always stretching myself.
I have to ask as well, what is the transition you've seen with a lot of things going digital?
Yeah, when I started at the Times in 1993, virtually everyone made puzzles the old-fashioned way, on paper, with pencil and an eraser. Now most people do it on a computer, and there are programs that help create crosswords, and there are databases of interesting answers for crosswords. So it's a collaborative process now between the human and the computer to create the most interesting and lively puzzle. But it's not as if it's a computer-generated puzzle. Only a human can come up with a theme, an original theme. Only a human knows what an interesting crossword answer is and what's not, and only a human can write an original clue. So it's still, when you're solving a crossword, you're matching wits with another human being. And there, I'd say every day's New York Times crossword has one, two, three, sometimes more answers that have never appeared in a crossword before. We go out of our way to do that, and we write original clues all the time, too. Can I leave you with a puzzle to solve?
I will try my hardest.
This is one that I created for the convention this weekend. It's an anagram, and take the words Ski Colorado there, and Colorado is abbreviated CO. Ski Colorado CO there, and the answer is a two-word phrase. First letter is three letters, and the second word is seven letters. Can you rearrange Ski CO there to make an appropriate phrase? 3-7.
Oh my gosh. In the Rockies?
There you go. You got the answer. The
I
Rockies.
Did it. I got a puzzle from Will Shorts, and I am elated right now.
Nice going.
Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
That was puzzle creator and editor for the New York Times, Will Shorts. You can hear the puzzle on Weekend Edition Sundays right here on KUNC.